Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion advised.
Now, here's Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
With Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
What? Are you insane?
All right. That's what I love about this show. Nothing happens until it happens. Every night on this show, everyone is just sitting down when this show begins. There's
yeah, but Adam, face it, even if it's just you and I are sitting down right at 10 o'clock, so there you go.
I've usually sat down at 9:59 in 22 seconds. You're the one I have to wrangle into the studio after the show begins. All right, Pennywise is, and I don't know why I sound strange tonight.
No, you sound fine. No, fine.
Something with my headphones or something.
No, you guys are fine.
Randy Byron and Jim are all here from Pennywise, and Fletcher, the most notorious of the group, is in the bathroom preparing for God knows what. I don't look at if he goes in the bathroom and shuts the door, there's some sort of preparation.
Oh, look. Uh-oh.
All right.
Here anyway.
This is fantastic.
Hey,
one big happy family.
Fletcher, you should have no trouble just squeezing in there. Now, just for fun, I think we ought to get everyone caught up. I've never met the band Pennywise. Drew has a history with the band. I think you dated one of them for a number of years.
We were intimate. We didn't actually date.
But you exchanged fluids.
Yes.
Okay, one of you was drunk, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a date. All right, why don't we played it last night at some point, but why don't we just play this again for those who are for
it might stimulate Fletch, though, to produce, so be careful.
He already produced today.
Let's not put pressure on Fletch. I really don't want to do that to the lad.
If it's coming, it's coming on you, Adam.
You know, it's a lot of expensive equipment here.
Oh, we got tons of money.
Here's
all kinds of insurance for this.
I was not on the show when you guys were. What was it, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
And I thankfully was not here, but I was able to relive this many times through the magic of magnetic tape. So this is Pennywise's last outing here at Loveline when Fletch had a little to drink. And one after Drew with some of his own vomit. Let's just listen.
Okay, go ahead.
That's fine. I mean, I was just wondering, what's the chance of
No, please don't throw up on me.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. Come on. Get out of here.
Loveline is over. I'm pretty much currently...
Get out of here. Get away from me.
Okay, bye. Yes, Loveline is over. It's not our fault. We have a big, ugly man in our guitar band.
Get out of here.
And,
is he playing a song
yes.
Keep him away from me.
Get the hell out. Fletcher. Can I handle this? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Please. All right,
I got to tell you, if we're like making a movie and that was a scene in it, I would have told him to Tone it down.
Yeah.
Tone it down just a little bit. It's not very believable. It's a little over the top, a little too farcical. But that was it last time Pennywise was here. And actually, they presented Drew with a trophy,
Stanley
Cup-sized trophy,
like,
I might add.
Unbelievable. And the cup, coincidentally, was treated specially today, I guess.
Yes. Fletcher filled it with his own.
Fluid.
His own fluid, actually vomit, and then actually resined over the top with what seems to be like just surfboard resin. Is that,
exactly.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Yes. That's nice.
It is nice.
I mean, it sort of works on some level until you actually find out it's vomit, and then it's a little putrid.
If I came in here and vomited on a Dr. Drew like everybody out there is expecting, it's kind of cliche at this point, right?
It's not punk anymore.
Now I'm with you. You got to vomit on air.
And the step up from there is... what Dr. Drew said in the parking lot is fecal matter. And we're not, I mean, I've gotten into that with a couple of crewmembers, but I'm not going to.
Adam has quite a history with this, Fletch. Be careful.
I fire back.
Don't
challenge.
No, don't, please, Adam.
No, I don't.
Don't try to call my bluff on fecal matter because it could be party time.
Don't get me wrong, Fletcher.
I'm serious.
I'm not trying to offend you or insult you, but I want you to respect my anus because I will fire back. I do have a history with that. I'll reach right down into my bag.
I'm.
Okay, let's not get that started.
Let's not go there.
But listen, I'll tell you some stuff you can do in a jacuzzi during the next commercial break.
Baby Ruth.
That'll even add to your arsenal, Fletcher. Your arsenal, as it were.
We have to go out drinking.
All right. Now, listen, I'll be stone cold sober and do this at noon on a Tuesday.
Well, I was stone cold sober when I vomited in the cup of life.
Yeah, now how do you vomit? So
it was my girlfriend's grandmother's 73rd birthday, mm-hmm. Dorothy Dardarian, went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
And had some, what did I have? Some straw and hay pasta.
Is this Pasadena or Glendale?
No, this is Hermosa Beach. And went down there. Sorry, I have a cold. And followed up a little strawberry cheesecake. If you look in the cup, you'll see the strawberry.
Yeah, that's what
it looked like. It was cherry cheesecake, excuse me.
It looked like that.
Cherry cheesecake.
That looked like the lion's share of the vomit.
And right after Karina's mother and grandmother left, I proceeded to head to the kitchen sink and just get busy.
Produce.
Really?
Produce. And Karina was upset, and Harley, our pet dog, the dog was eating the vomit, and I'm in like trouble. And Randy's dog eats shit. Okay, got the button out there. Kaya eats shit. And Harley eats vomit. And I told Karina, she's really upset with me, and she's mad right now. I know because she's listening. But I said, like father, like son. And she's mad, and it was bad.
But
I filled the cup of love, call it.
How did you get the vomit from the sink into Drew's trophy
cup?
Well,
I vomited in a bucket.
Oh, okay.
And I made a special trip to the surf shop. I got a pint of resin with Catalyst.
Right.
I really don't want to tell you guys this, but it's leaking. And I... But you can see it. Sorry with the F word.
Yeah. It's on top of the little plaque, right?
There's some tape on the bottom.
Yeah.
There's silicone, Taco Tot silicone on the top, and it's leaking. So I figured in about 1 to 2 days, the vomit's going to reach the bottom.
Where did you get that?
And it's going to be party time.
Where'd you have that trophy made? Because that's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I think, this is bad if I can't give props.
We're blown away by this thing.
I mean, it's really, it's not some piece of, some lamp that he drew.
What is it called?
Custom trophy?
Drew his name on or anything. I mean, it's a beautiful big trophy.
Stanley Cup.
We figured that, you know, I mean, it's, most people that I vomit on aren't too happy. Jim's ready to talk.
Jim, have you been vomited on?
No, the reason why is because Dr. Drew actually put up a hell of a fight and was swinging. I've never seen anyone swinging on Fletcher, and Fletcher was barbing at him into the corner.
Right.
And
actually, Adam built those shelves I was climbing up.
Yeah.
That's when you were like mailroom status?
I was a carpenter. Yeah. That's what I told Drew. Those weren't meant to be jumped on.
Yeah. And Drew was taking swings at Fletcher, and he's not a small person.
I'm surprised to see Ann back here because Ann was a little perturbed. And there was, if I remember correctly, there was a couple like college students doing like some kind of essay
interview or something. Yeah,
some kind of like college paper. And they got, I mean, pretty much everybody got sprayed.
Yeah.
Nobody was safe, but I do remember the college people. Hey, doctor, you don't remember this, but they tried to run me over in the underground parking lot.
What?
Yeah, they were really upset with the whole deal, but, you know, whatever. It's all good.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, except for a commercial, right?
I'll tell you, no, I want to play something from Pennywise, actually. I'd like to, and I don't know why my headphones sound weird tonight. Mike will work that out during the commercial, I'm sure.
Because you're scared.
I do I do have a little adrenaline going, I got to say. And, Drew, you are between me and the door, by the way.
So you know why it is? You know why? No, this is the same setting that Drew was in. Like,
I
came around, and he was basically trapped in this area like you are right now.
Yeah. Really?
Ricky,
and I'm not really planning on it, but I do have a couple of my friends with me.
Right. What do you got in there? What is that, rum and coke?
It's stuff.
I thought
you were
a physician. Would you confiscate that booze from Fletcher, please?
Be some kind of law enforcement.
We're not at the rehab.
You know, we're good friends.
All right, Doc, we haven't turned ourselves in yet.
With the Culver City PD. You know, they'll probably come down here and stand guard.
By the way, I have your new address.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
New home address?
Okay. Hey.
How'd you come up with that?
Hold on a second.
I know the moving company.
All right.
Let's go.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. All right.
No but kidding. I mean, my brother moved here, so.
Oh, why did he say something?
Drew, I'm getting up and taking a leak. I really am.
No, don't go. No, don't go, Adam.
Drew, sell us the record. Come on.
All right. You going to take a leak?
I am, because I'm trying to get on with the show. Adam, here. You're getting in the movie. Play.
Adam is scared. He's leaving the booth now.
There he is.
Adam's leaving the booth.
All right. We're going to see. Is this the single straight ahead? We're going to hear the single right now. Bye, Adam. I'm here with my bros.
That's right. Adam is the next victim.
That's right. Straight Ahead is the name of the... Straight Ahead is the CD?
Yes.
Alien is the single. Is it out now?
Yes. We don't know. We're not
tomorrow.
Sure.
It's going to be out tomorrow.
Out tomorrow.
Right. June 8th.
Alien. Anyway.
Myself of everything I can and can't believe. Abused, confused. Let the game feel every crime. Just stare out in the space and wonder why. Why? Afraid.
Pennywise off Straight Ahead, which is out tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Tomorrow. All right, so you can find that starting tomorrow. Also, I'll give you guys some dates. You can find Pennywise on the Warped Tour. Also, the fabulous K-Rock Weenie Roast coming up here in, geez, like 11, 12 days, something like that. Drew is up, and we're going to the phones. Brittany.
Yeah?
Brittany, you're 14.
Mm-hmm.
You're on with Pennywise.
Hi, huh? Brittany.
Say hi.
Hi.
What's
hi.
Your
hey, what's up, Brittany?
What's your question?
Well, me and my boyfriend are kind of looking toward having sex for the first time, and I kind of wanted to know the strengths and weaknesses of non-lubricated condoms and lubricated condoms.
What a lubricated? Is it? Is lubricated condoms just for putting them on?
No, it's on the outside.
Yeah, I know, but how long does that last you? It just gets you in, right?
Yeah.
That's all you need, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like for raping or what?
No, the delightful feel of rubber against mucosal surfaces is something you can avoid.
Right, so it's like a basketball shoe on a gym bar when you're trying to get in.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And also they can put spermicidal substances in there that kill HIV. Nonoxynol-9 is often.
Really, but you always say it doesn't work.
It doesn't do a lot, but it's a slight advantage.
All right. So how old's your boyfriend, Brittany?
He's 15.
And you guys are ready to have sex?
Yeah.
And you want to know the best condom?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I'm back in Trojan.
Trojan?
Trojan.
Of course. It's Durex.
What is it? Don't they do those tests?
Are you getting paid by Durex, doctor?
No, I'm not. But Durex is a pretty good brand. Trojan's a good brand, too. But
what's the Rolls Royce?
French tickler?
In terms of the stuff
condoms.
Here's why I say that.
Use Magnum, but you know.
Here's why I say that. That the.
You just stuff your balls in there too, right?
No, my arm.
Gotta keep your bases covered.
That the Brit. Consumer Reports used to always put Ramsey's at the top, and Ramsey's is a Durex brand. Now it's all been folded into one brand, Durex.
So. Folded into one brand.
Yeah, I was told that Chic was like the best kind, but I don't know.
All right, they're all pretty good.
That's just for guys with small privates.
I'll tell you what, Brittany, why don't you just buy the most expensive one?
Okay.
And the cheapest bottle of wine and half at it.
Brittany,
definitely wait until you're married. Definitely.
Yeah, you guys getting married?
I mean, you got to get married before you even consider sex.
She's 14.
Exactly.
How old is your boyfriend?
15.
Mm. All right. Hey, how long have you guys been together?
About a year.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you wait another 6 months?
Okay.
Everyone we've spoken to, I said this last night, too, that it gave up, that lost their virginity at 14, regrets it.
Yeah, but
I've yet to hear one woman say, I'm delighted that I did that.
Except Dr. Drew's wife.
No, she wasn't 14.
She's happy about that, and he's one in a million.
She was 13. That was different. Now, listen. seriously, though, in this day and age, if you're with somebody for a year, I mean, let's just say they get hooked up at 13 years old. Now it's been a year and a half. They're 14 and a half. Yeah. You guys have been knocking around, making out, feeling boob outside the bra for a year and a half now. It's a day and age when people are turning pro. I mean, at 13 years old, if they're playing tennis or golf or something, what the hell do you do? I mean, do you tell them, listen, you guys have been together since you were 13, just wait it out 5 years?
I think that whatever you do, I mean, she's got the right idea. Just use protection if you're going to go ahead and do it.
And don't forget the morning after pill.
13 is late.
For what? Right. Virginity?
13 is late.
Really?
Yeah, it's late.
When did you lose your virginity?
17. And I was always like the last to get picked on the soccer team.
Really?
But I'm
saying. He's huge.
Yeah, when you're big guys don't get laid as much in high school.
What
do
does
they?
That mean?
Is that true?
I don't know.
I mean, like all
Too
the,
many people saw me in the shower.
All the big guys. Oh, you big penis?
No, I mean small penis.
Oh, small penis.
That's what Byron thinks.
It's only because he's 6'5", 300 pounds.
And anything looks small at that height.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
actually,
shit.
He's lost a little weight since
my
I last
finger
saw.
Looks big. At 6'5".
Fletch has lost some weight and groomed up a little bit since I last saw.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I did this specially for Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie?
Yeah, hi.
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Pennywise,
had a makeover.
Awesome.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Thanks.
Liar.
Drew and Adam, you guys rule.
Thanks.
I just want to say that. Okay, I have a question. If I get my nipples pierced, will I be able to breastfeed in the future?
Yes. However, it's already a difficult task, and it certainly doesn't make it easier.
All right.
I don't buy into that. I think that your baby will be fed twice as much.
Yeah.
Or if not three times as much.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can probably get three or four kids on one breast, right?
Oh, no.
Is that true?
You just hook up some lines.
Where the milk just still come out of the same place?
No.
Or can it come out of the side?
It comes out different, as I understand.
It comes out all the holes.
Yeah.
So, oh, really?
Like, yeah, your kids are going to be bigger and stronger.
All right.
All right, Carrie. But you
don't always trust Dr. Drew because he's been educated, but we're educated in the 90s.
Fletch needs a published World According to Fletch or something. Yeah. And then as a epilogue, I could put fantasy answers in there.
Hey, yeah? Fletch, have you seen this? Do you know this to be true? That the milk will come out of each and every hole?
Yeah, Randy's just kidding.
And you have to... Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The milk will come out of all three holes.
Right.
Look like a long
the middle hole, well, there's not just one middle hole. It's kind of like a
cluster.
Sprinkler.
Yeah. Right.
Sprinkler situation. But if there are holes on the side, it can come out those two. So I'm talking triple feeding.
All right.
Bigger baby.
But the kids get over the whole end, right?
Let's put it this way. Tom Green would be happy.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, because he sucked off a cow, right?
One show just doesn't seem to be enough for Pennywise, does it?
Yeah, I don't know. we'll probably squeeze it in by 12.
We don't want to give any props to MTV because we know you're not happy with him, Adam.
Eric, no, we need more money. Eric, you're 14.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I got a problem.
Yeah?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say you guys kick ass, all right?
Thanks.
Hey.
Huh?
Hmm?
Go ahead.
You guys kick butt, man. Anyways, yeah, I got a problem with jacking off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I do it in school and all, man.
Do you get caught?
Huh?
Do you get caught?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. He doesn't do it in school.
You don't believe me, do you?
No.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really believe him.
Give us an example.
What's the problem? Your PE coach caught you?
No.
Helped you?
Social studies, actually.
Yeah, where were you?
I was in the bathroom.
And what happened?
Well... sitting there going away, you know?
And where were you? In the bathroom stall?
Yeah.
In the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a door on it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you closed it, right?
Yeah. Well, we have these bomb threat deals, right? And they make you have a hall pass to make you go in there.
Right.
And, he was in there and he asked what I was doing. I'm like, nothing really. And I heard him kind of zip my pants up. He kind of noticed there's no log in the toilet, so I kind of thought he knew by then.
So you really don't know if you were caught or
hold
not.
Hold on. He walked into the stall and looked for a log?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, coach head.
Wait a minute.
And you don't want to tell anybody.
Fletcher, you got to go easy on the profanity. Don't work the S word into the apology, please.
Somebody else talk.
All right. Hold on a second. All right. Eric has a problem with chronic masturbation. I don't know if I completely believe him. His teacher
walked in looking for
a log.
He's just so ashamed of it. Nobody's caught him. He's just so ashamed. He's afraid he's going to get caught.
All right. So, Eric?
Yeah?
Don't do it at school.
All right. Hey, one more thing. I'd like to say that...
All right. He's going to say something about my stars. He was bogus, Drew.
Yeah,
bogus.
Doc,
this guy's an asshole.
I'm going to take a backseat to Dr.
Drew, what is up with you?
You didn't pick that up at all, did you? No, you're right.
What is up with you?
No,
tonight?
He's scared because he thinks I'm going to vomit on him when I came here for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen, I swear to God.
I'm just kidding. You can't. There's nothing you can swear on that's going to save you.
All right. We got to go. Let me see what you're drinking here. Can I see that?
Don't touch that.
Let me see what you're drinking
it's
there.
It's the bat device.
Go easy on the booze, please.
Please.
All right. We'll take a little break.
Go easy on the booze, please.
We'll
that's
come
the last
back.
Thing I heard last
you know
week.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to smear myself up with Vaseline.
I thought you were going to say feces.
No. I'm going with the Vaseline.
So nothing sticks?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good way to go. Like I saw in the movie Runaway Train when they escaped out of the sewer pipe. Anyone see that movie Runaway Train?
No,
John
but
Voight
I yeah, yeah I love it. I
yeah,
love.
They smeared
John
Vaseline.
Voight is so rad.
Smeared Vaseline all
yeah,
over
but he
themselves.
Didn't. He didn't stitch his mouth shut.
What?
He didn't stitch his mouth shut.
He's giving you a warning.
Oh, I see. I'm going to eat the Vaseline.
No, the Vaseline is what you were going to lube yourself up with.
That's right. And then I'm going to
eat.
Eat
is
then
something
I'm
different.
Eat it.
Whatever.
All right, I'm going to go call my therapist. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more Pennywise.
Hello, this is Chino from the Deftones, and I want to talk to you about condoms. Thanks to the wonders of technology, the new latex condoms are strong and thin. So I don't want to hear any of y'all complaining about how it's not fun to use one. Be smart. If you're going to have sex, have a latex condom ready. Because there's nothing sexy about sexually transmitted diseases, right?
Brought to you by Westwood One Entertainment and Trojan, America's number one condom. Trusted for over 80 years.
Whatever.
You have 5 seconds.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
two.
Back in a minute.
One.
For Drew. Hey, Drew, stop talking when we're starting the show. I understand you want to answer the question and stuff. I'm not trying to sound like a prick, but I'm trying to sort of have a semblance of a show today. No, pal, you know what I'm talking about. All right, Pennywise is our guest here tonight. Fletch is mysteriously out of the studio again, although I guess he's carving up. He'll be in here at some point. But that's all right. We got Randy and Byron and Jim here, and Fletch will roll in when he rolls in. And that, I think that's the appropriate term
roll
to use
in,
for Fletch.
Yeah,
he kind of rolls
no,
in.
No, Fletch is looking pretty slim now.
Yeah, he's dropped a few pounds.
I don't mean roll in like he's a big fat guy. I just mean he seems like he's a guy.
I swear he's lost 50 pounds since I last saw him.
He doesn't sashay or saunter in. He rolls in.
And he had longer hair and wilder hair. It was like blonde, reddish kind of. Did he dye his hair or something?
He slicked it back for you.
I see. Just looking nice.
Yeah.
He likes to get drunk and cut it. But
he looked like Sasquatch before.
He really did look like Sasquatch.
Doug.
Hey.
Doug, you're 16.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I had a question for Pennywise.
Mm-hmm. Hear most of them.
Yeah.
What's up?
How'd you guys meet?
Well, Fletcher started the band, and he basically just kidnapped all of us and made us become members of the band at different parts.
Oh, yeah?
They didn't even play instruments at the time. Fletch just met him and corralled him into a van.
Yeah, Fletcher and Jason started it back in 1988, and then we got Byron out of the marching band, and the rest of us fell in after that.
Are you guys going to be coming around the Valley anytime soon, playing?
Valley.
California.
July 1st and 2nd, the Warped Tour, San Bernardino.
All right.
Yeah, Drew, I told you the Valley. People, the Valley's the Valley.
Wait, what Valley do you mean?
Southern California.
But, like, what cities?
San Fernando.
I'm in Porterville right now.
Porterville. The Central
really?
Valley, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
Valley,
why do you make
Valley.
Me look like an idiot, Doug? You're in the Central Valley.
Yeah.
What the hell's around
like
there?
Bakersfield.
We'll be on the 5 freeway.
Modesto.
Interstate 5 on the way up to San Francisco, probably on the 4th.
Awesome.
All right, Doug.
That's as close as we're going to be.
All right.
All right.
Let's see. Cheryl.
Yeah?
You're 17. What's going on?
Oh, well, okay. I've had this one girlfriend of mine. Well, not girlfriend, going out girlfriend, but a friend. And I've known her for 3 years, and I've been going out with my boyfriend for 10 months. And she came over, like, 2 weeks. No, last week, sorry. And, you know, she spent the night, and my boyfriend was over, and just the other day, my boyfriend told me that she hit on him, and she actually went up to kiss him, and this really upsets me, and I was wondering, since Adam sounds like the devious sort of character, what kind of revenge should I get on her, or should I just leave it alone, or should I just lose contact with her? I mean, she's a very loose person. I mean, she has a boyfriend, too, at the same time. She's been with several guys. I mean, like, she lost count at 30, sort of thing.
Her revenge will be venereal disease.
Or the life she's being damned to.
Yeah, why'd your boyfriend tell you about this?
Well, his instructor, karate, told him that no relationship can hold without trust. And I can seriously say that I'm in love. Some people say it's stupid that I'm 17 and that I'm in love. But I can seriously say that I'd be able to stay with this guy forever. I mean, yeah, I'm planning to get married to this guy. So.
How old is he?
Or until his sensei says to drop you.
How old is he?
You never know.
He's 19.
Yeah.
He's 19.
Most 19-year-olds are not ready for forever.
Well, this guy sounds pretty disciplined, though. He's in the dojo every day. He's listening to the master of the Orient. Give him love advice. Hey, Cheryl.
Yeah.
All right, so just stop hanging around with this girl. She sounds like trouble. Your boyfriend and you are going strong. You know, just cut her out of your life. There's your revenge.
That's all? Oh, darn.
Okay, you're right. Get drunk and stab her with some scissors. Yeah, that's right. That's better. What was I thinking? All right, Cheryl?
Huh?
Just cut her out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. It takes care of itself. Yeah. Right.
As soon as you engage in any sort of relationship with somebody like this woman, you're in trouble. And the more chaotic, the more she's going to thrive on it.
Tim.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yep.
You're on with Pennywise.
All right. This is the... Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 18. Me and my fiance broke up like a month ago. And since we've been broke up, I totally have like this whole new perspective on life. And I like totally want to experience everything there is to experience.
Right. What do you think caused this turnaround?
I don't know. Like, our relationship was like pretty serious or whatever. You know, like, we're engaged. We're going to get married. Like, I have all these plans. And then, like, we broke up. And now it's like everything, like, is so clear. Like, I'm 18, and, like, every second that I live now is, like, so precious, and I just want to do, like, everything.
It's like you had a near-death experience by almost getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll get over it. You'll be back to just watching TV and masturbating.
But, like, I want to run away. Like, I have no money. I have nothing. My tags on my car expired. I'm, like, so ready to drop everything, go to California, see if I can make it. If not, go to California. And in the back of my head this whole time.
Hold on, Tim. I don't want to burst your bubble, but gay porn is tough to break into. You don't just come waltzing into it. You have to have connections. What do you want to get into?
I can hear Fletch screaming through the door here.
Well, shut the door. It's open. That's the problem.
What is he screaming about?
I have no idea.
I think he's out of booze. He needs more.
Oh, okay. That's good. Let's see if we can stall him.
Hey, he's got a scary scream, boy.
Does that door have a lock on it?
Like, it should be in a hospital.
Hey,
call the code team.
What's your chair up against there? You guys be prepared to throw the stool through the glass. All right, Tim?
Yeah.
All right, so you're alive for the first time in your life.
And the like, my major issue or whatever is that when I was a freshman, I was, like, into drugs and everything, and I was just partying and living life. And then when I became a sophomore, I, like, got saved, and I was doing the whole church bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now I want to, like, go out, you know, have sex, you know, go to California, see if I can be an actor, you know, go to Europe if, you know, just to see things.
Anybody have manic depression in your family? Just out of curiosity.
No, actually, my fiancé was a manic, but other than that, like, in my family, no.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why'd you two break up?
We were arguing, like, about stupid things all the time. It would start off with, like, why I was sitting in the Lazy Boy watching TV and not cuddling with her.
All right.
And
all
then
right.
She would, like, freak out.
Tim, where are you calling from?
Central Valley.
I'm in Wilmington near Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Listen, that is the artisan's hub over there. I mean, you could be an actor in Cincinnati in Wilmington.
Right.
I was just kidding, actually. I don't think there's anything going on there. A little regional theater, maybe. All right, hey, Tim, I'll tell you what. Here's why don't you save up a little money, do a little work, and have enough money to live in L.A. for 6 months before you move out here.
Yeah.
That sort of plan of I'm going to move out here, make a few connections, things will happen quick. I got enough money to stay in a Holiday Inn for 3 days, and then by then my agent will call. That's pretty lame.
There's so much going on with Tim, too. I mean, this chaos. I was saved, and now I'm out to be sinful, and it's a back and forth, and what is going on here? Tim, make your change slowly and carefully.
Fletcher's got a free room you can come stay at easily for a week or two if you want to really check out California. I'm sure he'd be happy.
Yeah, if you
to
really
you.
Want to get a taste of the experience. Uh-oh.
Well, I was born in Van Nuys.
listen. I want to talk to the band for a second. Hold on. I can help you guys get out if you want. I have
help
a safe house.
Please.
No one will find you.
Can we go to Cincinnati?
Yeah, is there like a witness protection agency you could hook it up?
The people aren't aware. Fletch just popped in here like some sort of cuckoo bird, screamed something bizarre, and then left.
You know, Fletcher reminds me of one of those like abusive dads who has the whole family scared, and they're scared to run away to the in-laws' house or something.
He'll track them down
and kill them.
Yeah. He will track you down. Detective Draggy.
All right, I'm just saying, guys. There's a hatch in the floor here. I have an underground railroad.
How with that? They're
going
to dig out with their fingernails.
Park. Yeah. All right.
He's a big teddy bear.
Tim sounded a little chaotic, and here's what I really want to say to Tim. Tim?
Yeah.
We got enough of you goofballs running around L.A. We really do. It's packed full of young Tims out there who want to be actors but don't feel like working and have a lot of spirituality but no money.
Right.
So just stay in Cincinnati, would you? Get a job, save a little money up, go to junior college, get laid once in a while, and when you get your head screwed on straight, then you come out and be a big famous actor, okay?
Yeah, can I ask one last question?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Like I kind of touched on a while ago, I have this whole God thing creeping up in the back of my mind, and I was like so into it, and I'm like so afraid that like, you know, the rapture and like all this stuff's going to happen, and I'm going to be like left behind or whatever.
Right.
And well, too bad Fletcher's not in here right now.
Yeah.
To tell.
Go ahead. Keep going, Tim.
And, it just seems like so unfair to me, like that, you know, everything's got to be like God's way, and like I don't get anything like that I want. Which is, like, so anti-biblical, but...
Listen. Your problem is you found Jesus Christ at 16 and a half. You got to get strung out on heroin, have a few illegitimate children, kill a few men, and then way in your 40s find Jesus Christ. Listen, plenty of time. Nothing's going on. Don't worry about Y2K or any of this nonsense. Tim, you'll be around. Brush your teeth. You hear me?
Wear sunscreen.
Yes, wear sunscreen, start flossing, and don't get lawn chairs and go up the mountain and wait. I love these nut jobs. Like, about every 5 years, they're convinced Jesus is coming back, so they sell everything. They pack up their canning equipment, they hit some mountain, and then they sit out there until they run out of Triscuits. Then about 2 weeks later, they start meandering back down the hill and beg for their jobs back at the Circle K. Listen, Drew, back me up on this. People have been waiting for this day for 2,000 years.
Yes.
I think we're going to make it another 60, 70 years before anything happens. Tim will be deep in the ground before Jesus comes back, and then he'll dig you up and take you with him. I'm no scholar, but I think that's how it works. Yeah. All right, Tim, don't make any moves. You sound very confused. We'll take a little break. Pennywise is here. When we come back, who are we talking to, Drew?
Holly's been on hold for a while. She's having strange dreams about having babies. She's
beautiful. 19. Beautiful. We'll get to her after this.
Love Line. Be right back in a minute.
What a tough thing your body is. It's built to withstand bending, pinching,
ouch,
tattooing,
ow,
swimming, bumping, tickling, shaving,
loud noises,
childbirth,
red 45,
football, bad cooking, rollerblading, marathons, even company meetings. But there's something the human body isn't built to withstand. Unexpected turbulence. Happily, though, planes are built to withstand that really well. All you have to do is wear your safety belt the entire flight. So next time you fly, stay buckled up the whole time. Because after all, turbulence happens, and you're just not built for it. This message is a public service of this station and the Federal Aviation Administration.
1-800-662.
I need help.
Help.
I've been drinking for a long time. My wife, my kids, they're afraid of me. I want to stop. I can't do it alone.
1-800-662.
You can help me.
Help.
My boyfriend, he doesn't know I'm making this call, but he needs help. He can't stop using drugs, and sometimes he really scares me. If he could just help me, we just want somebody to talk to.
1-800-662.
I need some help here.
Help.
I'm talking about my husband. If he wasn't drinking, you'd just like to be around him, you know? Now, he says he wants to quit, but if you don't help me help him, then I gotta go.
1-800-662.
I need help.
Help.
I have to get away from these drugs. My family doesn't want me around anymore. I know I need help.
To find out about drug and alcohol treatment programs near you, call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. A public service of this station and the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment.
I was riding down the road, get my chopper some air. A policeman come up, says, pull over there. May I see your license? I said, oh, why, sure. He said, this ain't a license I'm looking for. Well, a tow truck roll up, put my bike on a sling. Well, I hoisted it high, and it started to swing, and the tow truck rolled off, went over the hill. I said, I'm too tough to cry, but I think I will. Don't get told, man. Ride licensed. A public service message from the big dot. The U.S. Department of Transportation.
What if you didn't know that poodle rhymes with noodle, or even doodle? So whenever your teacher asked you what rhymes with poodle, you said sheepdog or even woof. Then when she said, so Billy, what rhymes with woof? You said bark. Then when she said, oh really, you think that woof rhymes with bark? You said bark also rhymes with weeping willow. Next thing you know, your mom, dad, and reading teacher are stopping you all day long to ask you if kitten rhymed with mitten or cat. Which is why, if you hate being put on the spot as much as I do, you'll be happy to know that with the right help, most kids with learning disabilities can go on to do well in school.
Call now 1-888-478-MIND to find out what you can do to help your child. Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities. There's no reason to be held back. This message has been brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nate.
Well, that last 15 minutes, we just won't be here, okay?
That's a long line. Yeah. I got to get an ISDN line put in my car so I can do last hour of the show from on the ride home. Pennywise is our guest tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to have... who's in here?
Ben Folds 5.
Ben Folds 5 will be in here tomorrow night. Actually, just Ben Folds was in here last time, I think. Any of the five. Well, there's no five. There's like three, right?
Yeah, three piece.
We had four Pennywise at one point, and that's sort of fading out now, too.
Well, you know, the novelty of the radio show is over. they did it 6.5 years ago, Drew. They're over it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Holly?
Hi.
You're 19.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question for Dr. Drew. Yeah. I've been on the pill for 2 years now, and the one I'm on, it's called Elise.
Aless, yeah, Alesse.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any side effects or anything. I haven't, you know, it's been perfectly fine. It's been a really good pill for me.
You've been on Aless the entire 2 years?
Yeah, I've been on it the entire 2 years. I've never stopped or anything.
So you got it when it just came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was on orthotricycline before,
right?
And that really, it made me really emotional. So I talked to my gynecologist, and he said that this one had like the smallest amount of one of the hormones that was... It was supposed to help me be less emotional, and it did, and it's been great, and I haven't had any side effects. And recently, last year I started having these dreams where I was pregnant or giving birth, and I wasn't sure whether, and then they went away, and I got them sort of in the, like, maybe winter like of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently they've been coming back.
It's fascinating. I mean, you wonder if the progesterone agent in the pill is literally causing your body to believe it's pregnant, and that's creating these images of pregnancy.
That's
very interesting. I don't know of any data that suggests that happens, but it's an interesting theory, hypothesis.
With this pill or all pills?
With any pill. I've never heard of
that. We never get it. We've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm not a gynecologist. I'm an internist, but I've not read of or seen that phenomena. But it makes some sense because progesterone levels are very high during pregnancy. And that's one of the hormones in this pill.
Well, listen, I'm no gynecologist either, but I've seen a lot of pictures. Uh-oh.
It's not...
Fletch
oh, no.
is come in and he's brought a...
and he's spilling.
Oh, what'd he bring? Uh-oh. There's beer, everybody.
It's
hey,
not just, it's
Fletch.
It's not just at night, though, because okay. it's during the day.
Fletch got beer for everybody. Thank
so
you, Fletch.
Am I interrupting? I'm sorry.
No. Fletch is
don't
just...
Don't try to patronize me, Adam.
Fletch is just...
Everybody's drinking. Dr. Drew... On a mission on the air.
All right. Everyone's drinking a beer in here, thanks to Fletch. Go ahead, Holly.
So anyway, I think about having babies a lot, and I think about, like, I have a lot of maternal sort of feelings and instincts, too, so it's not just isolated to the dreams. So I'm thinking maybe it's just something about me and that I'm just sort of linking it to the pill. But
it's hard to know which it is, Holly, but it's an interesting hypothesis.
All right. Well, so you don't think that I should change? I mean,
no, I don't think you should change pills.
No. Well, listen. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I'm drinking.
You better be drinking.
I gotta talk.
You better be drinking. I'm coming for you.
Listen, you should have brought like a Quaalude or something. I could have just taken it during
the commercial. I'm on 714.
All right, Drew, are you gonna pick another call? Or are you just gonna have a beer?
I thought we were gonna play a song.
Call tonight.
Wasn't that the instructions?
Drew,
I heard there was a three song.
Easy with the profanity, please.
Sorry, I'm gonna get into trouble. I was born and raised on profanity. It's going to take me a little while to get off of it.
Eleanor?
Eleanor.
Yeah. You're 14.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I kind of got a question for Pennywise.
There they are.
Okay. Does 98 Mute open up for you guys anymore?
No, we, yeah, of course they do.
They do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 98 Mute is God to Pennywise. What I mean, like, what do you want to know? Like, yes.
So that was all I was curious. And Dr. Drew Adam?
Yeah.
I just wanted you to know that, like, I know two different guys named Gus. Like, literally.
15?
Okay. What?
They're 14?
Well, one's 14, one's 16. But
okay.
I just thought it was pretty amazing.
Well, last night we got a call from a guy named Gus who's 15, and I said there's no 15-year-old named Gus.
His real name was Eric.
Hey, does anyone out there know what 98 Mute, like, the band stands for?
No.
It's... All right, here it goes. Does anyone else in the... I mean, like, we all know. Like, 98 is the Spice Channel.
Right.
And 98 Mute is the Spice Channel on mute.
Oh, okay.
When mom and dad are, like, you know, hanging
right.
out. And, like, Justin, the drummer of 98 Mute, like...
It's always the drummer,
right? Yeah, well, always the drummer. He's running 98 Mute.
Right.
When his mom's, like, in the kitchen and stuff and watching the sex channel.
Yeah, but does his mom know that she subscribes to the Spice Channel?
Well,
or is it a bootleg thing?
It's a bootleg box.
Right.
Of course. We're all running them. Byron?
I got
Jimmy, Randy.
I got to talk to you guys about that off the air.
Yeah, hey, we got connections deep.
Oh, really?
Deep. We got deep connections.
Yeah, there's something, and I it may be some sort of felony to talk about this, but there's something about... cable that even if you can afford the $35 a month, you feel like it's yours and they're keeping it from you, and it's a matter of pride. It's not a matter of money.
Jeez.
I mean I'll pay $35 a month to have a guy show up for 2 hours
and
mow the lawn or something. I don't care, but the cable,
a guy, that's a key word.
That's everyone's. That's in the air. And
exactly.
They've cut a hole in your butterfly net.
Well, actually, cable's not in the air. That's satellite.
All right, but
cable is like coming through on a little black thing.
I didn't necessarily mean physically, but I just meant like sort of emotionally. It should be for everybody. You know what I mean?
We should all be able to have it.
I'm going to talk to you guys during the break about
right,
that.
Go ahead. Go to commercial.
Joseph?
Hey,
you're 14.
I wanted to talk to Pennywise.
Here they are.
Suck it.
Hey, I'm like seeing you Jude's Dwarf tour in Portland, and I was wondering if there was any way I could get backstage or anything like that.
All you have to do is just come to the front gate and pull your pants down.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
They'll be watching from a Winnebago, and they'll know who you are.
Okay.
They'll get you right back there.
Yeah, I'm easily recognizable.
Just, hey, seriously, anyone that comes to the Warped Tour and asks for... says they were supposed to be on the guest list is in.
Okay.
All right, Joseph?
Okay.
All right. By the way, Warped Tour starts the 25th in San Antonio. Are you guys going all the way through it?
All the way.
Oh, man. This is a vicious schedule. I'll tell you, we're in a lot of cities that it's going to, so I'll tell you, I think, after the break, when they're coming to a town near you. Who else is on the bill this year?
Cypress Hill, Ice-T, Blink-182.
Oh, that's
Suicidal
good.
Tendencies.
The Vandals, Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
Tons of bands.
All right, we'll take one more call, then we'll go to break, and then when we come back, I'll tell you when the Warped Tour is coming by. And, Drew, I don't want to talk to five 14-year-olds in a row. Ann?
Hi.
You're 24.
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
Well, I was listening to y'all last night, and your advice about the how to know when a woman wants to go on a date with you was so dead on that I was hoping you could give me some advice. Because somehow nobody's ever taught me how to not have sex with somebody on the first or second date. I know that you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to give it up. It's not supposed to happen, but it always does.
And I have to interrupt right now.
Sure.
Who is it exactly that's telling you not to give it up on the first date?
Well, pretty much everybody. I mean, it just
pretty much everybody.
Right.
Can you name the people exactly that are
hold on.
Affiliated?
Hold on. I'm
bad radio. It's going to take way too long. Ann?
Yeah.
Hey, you just got to keep your legs together for a couple hours, right?
No, see, that's not even what I'm saying is I need to know like how like, what do you say at the end of the evening? I mean, I like sex. I really
you got to say good night.
Take me home.
Well,
that's what the guy expects.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not explaining it quite right.
Well, listen, you go on a lot of dates and you end up having sex at the end of the night, right?
I wouldn't say a lot of dates, but it happens. It does happen.
More than you'd like it to.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I don't want to offend a flesh, but the first thing is don't get drunk. Because you know when you get drunk, it screws with your value system just a little bit.
I'm sorry, Adam's wrong there, but go ahead.
Not you, not a guy. It only enhances your personality as a guy.
No, you're sexist.
As a gal, maybe you do things you're not prepared to do, you're not ready to do. So you don't get drunk. Do you get drunk during these dates?
Sometimes I do have a few drinks.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is don't get drunk around Adam.
And go see a movie, have a little popcorn, eat a little dinner, have a glass of wine, but don't get loaded, and then you'll have your wits about you, and you can actually lead the guy to your apartment where you can get out of the car and walk alone into it.
That's dangerous. Leading the guy to your apartment is definitely dangerous.
Yeah.
It's a bad call on Adam's part.
I'm sorry.
Studio. Oh. F word again. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm looking over at Dr. Drew, and Dr. Drew has something he wants to tell you about this. And it's like, your question started off with like you were a good girl, and then it ended up you're actually a bad girl. So
what?
I'm pretty sure you said you had a couple like misgivings.
Hey, listen, Ann. I'm going to agree with you.
I'm sorry, Adam. We're going to let Dr. Drew answer this question.
Go ahead, Drew.
Here we go.
My security guard for now.
Yeah, 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Realize this is about being assertive and being afraid to disappoint somebody. You don't have to feel bad for asserting what your needs are in a relationship. Somewhere you've been told that you can't, that you're not worthwhile, and that your only worth is when you make a guy happy, and that's total BS.
All right. I agree with Fletch, too. Have him drop you off at the park. It's dangerous to drop you off at the
department. Wait, that's how you started this.
All right. We got to take a break. Drew, I want you to shotgun that beer during the commercial.
You better tilt it back, Drew.
Prioritize, Drew, with these damn calls, and we'll be back after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Loveline. All right, everyone settle down. Fletcher, come on, buddy. Sit down. Let's just relax and get your break here, and we'll be back with more Loveline in 10 seconds.
This is Loveline on
Radio Station.
All right, Fletcher.
Can I get a fucking headphone set?
Right there. All right, Dr. Drew is in the next room where the smart people are.
Things are getting dangerous.
I'm in the studio here. Now, let me just have a talk with Fletcher for a second here.
Right,
Fletcher, listen. We're going to plug the CD. We're going to get everyone to go out and buy it. That's tomorrow night.
Great.
That's when it goes on.
Send them out. Are you going to give money to buy it with?
No, they got their own money. Believe me. We're going to plug some Warped Tour. Relax.
Nifty.
Mellow out.
Nifty, Adam.
And let's get through the show here. Drew's entered the studio here.
Drew knows he's safe. You're cornered right now.
All right, listen.
Now you're going to start drinking.
I am drinking.
This beer is 3/4 full.
I drank it and then I went and pissed back in it.
You didn't drink anything, Adam. I've seen. You're going to drink.
Oh, listen, Fletcher. Fletcher, listen.
Press the button. Press the button.
Listen.
Press Fletcher. The button when I cuss. I'm sorry. Hey, all you listeners out there, K-Rock, whatever syndication this is, I am sorry about the cussing.
All right.
My mom and dad cussed a lot.
All right.
And you're cornered. I'm getting close.
I understand that.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You are.
Listen.
You are tight. You're a tight man.
You must have had a million friends like Fletch.
Yeah, I
What's
did.
Your idea?
Yeah.
I think he's a pretty funny guy.
No, he
know?
Doesn't. Your voice. I mean, like, if I was a female, I'd be attracted to Dr. Drew. Because
okay,
he's got to stop drinking now.
Now you're in your whole
That's
own
it.
World.
No, I'm starting to think in a different way. I mean, before I came, I watched American History X, and I remember the shower scene. And Dr. Drew was looking a little bit like, what's the guy's name?
I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Okay.
Can't Michael
think of
Jackson.
The guy's name.
No, Edward something.
Like All right, let's see if we can get through the phone calls here.
Can I answer 6 of the 10?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. This is Mike. Mike is 23. Mike?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. What's happening?
Oh, no. Just sitting here
Where's
sort
Byron?
Of pondering my own mortality.
Byron has left the building.
Look at the other room here. We've got like a whole bunch of people standing up, like ready for action.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Mike, I got your back. Oh, we got a bunch of scared chickens out here. We got Tad over here.
Mike?
Yeah.
All right, Mike, spit out your question, please.
All right, man, I wanted to ask anybody that was ready to answer.
I got it. I got you, Mike. I got you.
All right. I started masturbating at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a problem with it, even though I have sex on a regular basis and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if maybe since I got such a head start.
Right.
Maybe that has going to be a problem for, you know, for as long as it's going to last.
Because you started masturbating earlier, you're worried.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
It ain't going to stop.
There's no problem with that. How often are you doing it?
Well, I try to control myself as much as possible, sometimes it kind of gets out of hand.
Just,
I'm sure
just
you
in
know
case.
Where I'm coming from.
Hold on a second.
Mike,
Drew just took the computer screen and put it on the floor, which
look,
I take as a bad omen, by the way.
It doesn't matter. Mike. Adam.
All right. Fletch, you got to stop using
I'm
the F-word.
I'm sorry about the F-word. If I'm coming for Adam, the computer screen's not going to save him. Let's talk about the masturbation sequence.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Mike, how many times are you good for a day, did you say?
Oh, I'm good for as many as I can do it, but I try to hold out, you know what I'm saying?
Is it a right arm weakness problem?
Oh, no.
How many times a day do you normally masturbate?
I usually try to go at least about 3 or 4 days, but it's
That's nothing.
It's
kind of painful.
All right. Why don't you back off to, let's say, 10 times a week?
10 times a week?
Yeah, play hard to get with yourself.
No, I do that.
Okay. I don't know what your question is.
Where are you from? Is it Texas?
No, it's down south.
Like, can you give us a city?
Like Louisiana.
All
okay.
Right.
Mike, stop masturbating so much if you don't want to masturbate. If not, stop complaining.
If it's sexual compulsion and he can't, maybe he was screwed with his young age, that kind of thing. Or maybe
don't,
he's got addictive Dr. history.
Dr. Drew wants to bring this back to your uncle or some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean... Were you molested by your uncle Tom or any of that business? Were you molested when you were a youngster? Yes or no? Quick.
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm
are you an addict or an alcoholic?
Are you an addict or an alcoholic?
No. Okay.
All right, then stop.
Then knock it off.
Then keep doing it, man. I'm telling you, I've been doing it for like how long? How long?
Probably since, 5 years.
I'm thinking I'm started about like 10 or 11, and I'm saying.
Okay.
keep it rolling. If it feels better, just keep it rolling.
Fletcher,
and when you meet the right lady, then you'll know to stop, okay?
How many times are you good for a day with the masturbation?
Well, used to be 3 or 4.
Right.
And now I'm pretty much down to none.
You don't masturbate at all anymore?
Well,
you keep it real a couple times a week,
I keep
right?
it real. Yeah, maybe like two or three times. I mean, I know I'm looking at Randy and Jimmy here, and I'm not going to turn them out. Okay? But I'm talking, yeah, maybe two or three times a week, honestly. And yeah. Karina, it's no substitution.
No.
That's all I have to tell you. You are the goddess of love.
All right.
Okay?
It's true. Can you
now, just because Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew earlier admitted to me going like four or five times a day.
That was together.
Together, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's...
Well, true. That screen is not coming back up. It's not. If he blows, it's the end of the screen.
Oh, boy, I don't know what the calls
are. I'm telling you.
What happened?
It's Becky. She's 15.
Becky?
Dr. Drew, Pennywise. Pennywise,
put the
really...
screen back up there, would you please? Fletch is now making love to the microphone.
Suck, suck.
Fletch, listen. Easy, boy. Fletch is just eating the microphone.
What's the question, please?
Becky.
Guys, tonight I think your show has really turned into a teen line. And listening to it, I'm shocked at hearing 14-year-olds talk so casually about sex. I would never put myself at such a risk during any time during high school.
Great.
I'm wondering.
Good.
So much better than everybody.
Hold on. Let her finish. Can she finish her sentence, please, you scumbags?
I'm wondering.
You have so much anger.
What you think would be an appropriate place for a young teen similar to myself to be at sexually. I know that you support abstinence, mm-hmm. but do you think that experimentation with other things if you're in a committed, secure relationship and you act responsibly.
Go ahead. No, you guys, I'm gonna shut you both down. How old are you? How old are you?
Me?
Yeah, 15. You never said how old you she said 15?
Yeah.
Does dental dam ring a bell?
Listen, I think what Fletch is saying, third base is an appropriate.
Well, but the bizarre thing that's going on with high school kids now is that oral sex is just part of making out, and so what she's talking about is that. Mm-hmm. And that's we had a 16-year-old call us about a week ago, and he was contemplating having intercourse with his girlfriend. He was thinking very responsibly. They were planning. They've been together for a year and a half.
Right.
And Adam goes, "Well, what have you done so far?" He goes, "Nothing. Oh, just oral sex, but nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing."
Right.
Do you think,
that counted as something, by the way, when I was 16 years old. If I'd gotten oral sex, I would have had leaflets printed up and distributed them around the neighborhood.
Exactly.
I wouldn't count that as nothing.
It's definitely a base evaluation.
All right, Becky, yeah?
Do you feel that the publicity or advertisement of it affects it?
No. Of what?
Well, I mean...
Who put you up to these questions? Your parents? Okay, look, are your parents running for, like, senator or something? Let's get down to the bottom line and ask Dr. Drew the first time he had oral sex. All right,
okay.
Let's get busy.
Fletch.
Dr. Drew, don't touch any buttons.
That's your first good point of the
evening. When did you have oral sex, Dr. Drew?
I can't.
And don't lie. Don't lie, because I have done my research. So if you lie, I'll tell you.
Well, tell me what you found out, because I can't remember.
You
really can.
Oh,
I've had anal sex.
Okay.
Oh, Drew, that's a revelation. I've not heard that before. You want to explain that, Drew?
I've had anal sex.
Oh.
You've had anal sex. Okay. That must, I swear to God, I hope it's with your wife, because if it wasn't with your wife, then you're through.
I'm homosexual.
You might,
Drew's God.
Going deep. What's up? Give it up for Doc. Give it up for the doctor. The doctor. Okay, Adam,
Fletch, listen.
We're going to talk about you next.
Mellow out just a little
still.
Bit.
I'm willing to pour my guts out on air. Are you, Adam?
Yes.
This reminds
me.
This reminds me
of you trying to tell your friends to be quiet as they leave your apartment, right? It's the same deal, right?
Let me explain what Drew is talking about. I was in danger of being thrown out of my apartment when I was like 21, 22, and my friends used to come over and party, and it'd be 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday, and I'd say, please, when you go down the stairs and go to your car, be quiet, do not talk, get into your car. This way we all have a place to party and I won't get thrown out of my apartment. They'd walk down the stairs and then I'd hear fist fight break out on the lawn while one of them was taking a piss and the other took a swing at him.
I think it was a little more literal.
It could have been, yes.
I think you
Drew?
Were asking Dr. Drew to leave your apartment quietly.
I didn't even know him then. Who are we talking
about? Let me just finish it, Becky.
Something bad happened.
Becky, it's great that you know what you want
Becky's
and what you're
gone.
Comfortable with.
Becky's
Don't
gone.
Do anything different
she can
than
hear
that.
Us.
What is an appropriate level is something you have to determine. I think oral sex is rather long at 15.
Okay.
So let me just put that out there.
Christopher.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yep.
What's going on?
Well, Adam, I called, Adam and Drew, I called a while back, about a week ago. I was the one with the porn-obsessed girlfriend.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that.
Well, thank God for you.
And no, he didn't like it.
Merry Christmas.
He didn't take it. He didn't take it as a gift. Although that's how we explained to him, he should take it.
Yeah, you told me that I should have taken it like a gift, and I took your advice on it. And,
what did he tell you to do? I've forgotten.
I gotta say thanks about it. I told him to go with it,
right?
Delivering the what?
He just went with it.
Yeah, I did. I just went with it after you told me to. And it was like, I think what it was is that it was more just paranoia on my side more than anything else.
Yeah, you're insecure. That's fine.
So Dr. Drew loses and Adam wins.
On that one, Adam.
Adam
is the porn.
Hell yeah.
No, Adam is our porn, resident porn expert. He's up on this stuff.
That's it?
Kristen. That's good. He said it turned out fine. You're 19.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay, well, I have an opposite problem from that last girl that called. When me and my boyfriend are together and we have sex, it's just a quickie. He doesn't do any foreplay whatsoever.
Yeah. Dump him.
Dump him?
Immediately.
Yeah, because that's like the best part about it, and he will not do it.
He doesn't perform any oral sex?
No. I mean, he'll do it if he's not going to get anything else. But
Well, there's a strategy right there.
Make him do it first.
Spill a little beer down there. That'll get him in the right direction.
Okay.
How long have you been with him?
About 6 months.
6 months. Yeah. Did he do it at the beginning?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. He may be,
that was just to lure you in.
Yeah, he may be sort of at the end of this relationship.
Okay.
Why don't you tell him what you want? Give him a chance to, you know, step up to the bar.
Okay. Thank
All right.
You.
Just tell him. Hey, listen, everybody, by the way, if you're in a relationship and the person's not doing what you want them to do, then go ahead and tell them.
Exactly.
And then maybe they start doing it.
Hey,
and if they don't,
the
then you move
way,
on.
The best way to, like, get what you want is to talk about it.
Yes? Very good. Yeah.
I mean, you got to tell the people what they want, what you want.
Jason? Is that Jason, Drew?
Yeah.
Jason, you're 15.
Yeah.
You're on with Pennywise, by the way.
Cool.
We'll hear a Pennywise song pretty soon, by the way.
Nifty. Right.
I'm going out with my girlfriend for about a month now. And I guess we love each other pretty good. We're really happy. And she's moving back to Texas in about 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's counting numbers.
I don't know. I just broke up, got out of a relationship that I was in love with another girl. And I guess I didn't love her as much as I thought I did.
You're 15.
Yeah. So, I mean.
How much can you really be in love at 15? It's all.
Really,
I'm sure it's intense, but.
Yeah. So you were just in love with somebody else. Now you have a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's moving away to Texas in 28 days, although who's counting?
Yeah.
Magically, you'll have a new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And love her, too.
Yep.
And anyways, I had sex with my girlfriend. It was my first time. I don't know if that was a good thing or not. Since she's moving, I'm going to get too attached.
Yeah, it is going to bring you in at a different level. And what do you plan to do about this now? I mean, it's too late now to worry about what might happen if you're already in. How are you going to handle that?
I don't know.
Why don't you start winding the relationship down, considering she's leaving?
Yeah. I'm afraid to do that, though. I mean, we see each other every day. We really love each other. I mean, I guess.
Fletcher, listen, you're like a volcano ready to blow over there. And I'm like some villager living at the bottom of the
Pompeii.
In the valley. Yeah, in Pompeii. I'm getting a little nervous.
I'm looking around for something stronger than beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Drew, couldn't you have something in your car we could knock him out with? Some kind of like tranquilizer dart we could like strap into the hood of the car and drive him somewhere to like a taxidermist or something? Mounted?
I'll find you. If it's not here, it's some other place.
All right. Hey, Jason?
Yeah.
Listen, this sounds like it's kind of heavy. Why don't you start winding it down?
Right. You are
now.
In. Our advice would not be to try to sustain this across a long distance. It doesn't tend to work.
Right. All right, Drew?
I understood we were supposed to play a Pennywise song this break. Is that not?
Yeah,
are we?
Take a ride and you will-
night. Play every night. Now pay the price every night. This is life behind the music, and you're hooked.
Excess is best. That was our, like, motto.
Now, VH1 takes you behind the music every single night. Because when the music stops and they start talking, there's only one place you'll hear it. Behind the Music, every single night at 9, 8 Central, only on VH1.
This is Loveline.
Loveline will be right back.
Pennywise is here. Randy, Byron, and Jim are all here from the band. Fletcher's safely in the next room.
Was Fletcher in the movie Braveheart? He was in the movie Braveheart.
He is at least an extra, yeah. They may have thrown him off the set for being
too
rowdy.
You know that one big guy I'm talking about? Looks exactly like Fletch.
Yeah.
All right. We will move ahead with the show. Ben Folds is in here tomorrow night. I expect the same attitude out of Ben, by the way. I don't know if you guys have met him or not. And Straight Ahead is the name of the new CD. Out tomorrow, everybody. And Drew, could you put the monitor back on the table?
Not now.
Uh-oh. All right. Hey, Fletcher.
Hey, can we tell everyone about our record release party tomorrow night? Release party tomorrow night at the Key Club.
TSOL, Adolescents, Angry Little Man.
Vandals.
What
the
time?
Crowd. All day. Vandals, Prop 13.
What time?
And all you people, come on down to the Key Club about 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
All right.
Adam's going to be there, Dr. Drew.
That's right.
We'll if Dr. Drew's not there... 8
o'clock tomorrow night.
All right.
Adam's going to be there, Dr. Drew.
That's right.
We'll if Dr. Drew's not there, I know his address because my brother moved him into his new house.
We'll talk to
him. I will hunt him down like...
I'm going to announce you guys at the Winnie Rose.
There you go.
Yeah.
Brad, who's 21, is on the line. Brad?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right. I am really confused. You're just going to think I'm totally screwed up when I tell you this, too. A couple of weeks ago, I was drinking with my mother's boyfriend, and I ended up having sex with him. And I don't know what to do, how to go about it. I don't know if I should tell my mom. I'm feeling like crap about it. I don't
are
know.
You gay?
Probably.
Did you know that you were gay, or are you gay? I mean...
Yeah, I think so. I'm not really sure. I mean, I've been with girls, and he was actually the second guy I was ever with.
Let me make this assertion. Is somebody? Where's your real dad? Did anyone screw around with you?
He's gone. Yeah.
What'd he do?
What he do
to you?
To me. Mm. He molested me when I was young.
Right. I had the feeling, because why would your mom hook up with this guy?
Right.
And then why would it be okay with you to get it on with him?
Right. Just like your old dad.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So you need...
It makes sense.
You ever got any therapy or anything?
No, I don't think I could actually afford therapy if I tried.
Yeah, but I think it's something you got to look into. I mean, your dad... What'd your dad do to you?
What did my dad do to me?
Yeah.
Well, he molested me.
Starting when?
Huh? Scumbag piece of shit.
Yeah.
Starting at what age?
he used to hit me and my mom both, and this is exactly how this her new boyfriend is, this guy, and I'm afraid that he'll end up killing her or something, and that's why I stay around. I'd already be gone because I'm 21 years old, but I'm staying with her because I sort of feel like she's my responsibility now, and ever since my dad's been gone and stuff, and to be there and to see him doing the same things to her about my... old dad was doing.
I think I screwed up that whole circuitry is about his sexuality, where this is the guy he's got to protect mom from, that he's such an abusive, violent a-hole. So why not hook
that's
up
right.
with him?
That's right. A-hole.
Right. Doctor. Hey, listen, you got to get out of that environment there, Ben. Brad.
First of all, what we need to do, Adam, is get the real dad's home phone number and address.
Yeah.
So you can go down and take care of some business.
Ooh, so let's be one of your men.
I'm guessing your real dad in prison.
My real dad?
Yeah.
No, he's gone. I haven't seen him in years. I have no clue.
Well, let's get the address now. Can you call down a little bit later? Give us the address, and we'll take care of your real dad.
Ann just told me that Fletcher's brother moved him into his new place and knows where he is. So we can track him down. No problem at all.
So you'll just come down here and beat him for me, man.
Listen, you got to get out of that house. Your mom is, I feel sorry for her, but she's chosen to hook up with two guys that were close to insane. And really, that is her problem at this point.
Right.
You got to worry about yourself.
No, it's right. His problem.
I know, but
it's
he's
his problem
abused.
At this point. He's
right,
getting abused. Get the frig out of there, now. And find out who you are as a person.
Let's give Fletcher some props here. Just reinforce the behavior. Jack Fletch.
Yeah,
good job.
You know what? I like to break stuff. I like to break stuff, and I'm a raging lunatic.
Most importantly, though, it's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault. And you need to get control of what you want to be
right.
as a human being. And Adam, don't touch that button.
I'm putting him on hold.
Well,
he
don't
can
put him
hear
on.
You.
Why would you put him on hold? This is the most serious call you've had all night. Why are you going to put him on hold?
He can hear you.
All right, hey caller,
Brad.
Make your own decisions, Brad. But if you want to be molested, then just keep getting molested. If you don't, then go to the authorities.
Get out of the house.
Yeah, but indeed, Fletcher's right though. Mom, he shouldn't forsake his mom. It should help her. See what she's doing. Help her with her decision.
Oh, come
making.
On, right? Come on, doctor.
All right.
Come on, doctor. The mom is obviously, like, giving leeway for the household.
Mom is playing a big role.
Mom is Satan.
Well, mom is bringing these abusers in. And that's,
yeah, mom's bringing these abusers in.
But God knows what her dad did to her.
Exactly. So. It's hereditary. Please.
Claire?
Just go to Adam?
Yeah?
Take over.
That's what I'm trying to do.
You know what? That's the final straw. I'm coming for you.
Claire, you're
I'm coming for you. You're cornered. I'm coming for you.
I'm being penalized for taking over my show? That's not fair.
Yeah, you know what? You are being... just bring us up. Just bring us live.
Claire?
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
What's going on? What are you 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your question?
Last time I checked. My best friend right now... has gotten involved in this relationship with this guy who I'm kind of insanely jealous of. And like I hate this guy for no good reason except that he's taking her away.
You kind of like the guy?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
I can't stand him.
All right.
But it's not like he's ever done anything, you know? I just...
Right.
I have all these really strong feelings, and I don't know where they're coming from and why I feel so strongly about her and what's going on.
Did you feel like before she was less available?
I felt strongly about her, but not like, I mean, she had another boyfriend that was sort of long distance. I didn't really care about that too much. But as soon as he was this constant presence in her life, I just started wanting him dead.
Are you dead? Seriously?
She wants to be with him.
That's what I kind of thought. Are you a lesbian?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why do you have so much animosity toward the guy then?
Well, I don't really think too highly of him in general. He's kind of like taking advantage of her, and he's just...
Somebody take advantage of you?
Do you think he's cute in any way, shape, or form?
What?
Do you think he's cute in any way, shape, or form?
I can't understand.
Do you think he's cute in any way, shape, or form?
He?
Yeah,
he.
No.
Okay.
Oh, was it not he?
Did anyone take advantage of you at some point?
No.
I don't understand why you're so enmeshed in your friend and her relationship.
Well, neither do I. That's why I'm calling you guys for help, because you're the ones that are smart, you know?
All right. Well, good. Knock it off. We don't say that to too many people, but go ahead and knock it off.
All right. Well, like, what do I do? I mean, why is this so, like...
Get some other friends.
Can you do that?
It's all just so easy for you.
Well, you have trouble making friends?
Not necessarily. I just, you know, I don't get really close with that many people, and I like to keep the ones...
What is the guy doing that you object to?
He's kind of homeless, and he's just sort of bumming everything off of her, staying with her all the time. She's, like, feeding him completely. He has no personality that I'm aware of, and no life, and no goals, and no...
What is wrong with him? I mean, what is wrong with her that she wants to be the homeless guy?
I don't know, and that's why I want to, like... I mean, if I'm not just not being completely irrational, like, I'd like to help her, but I think that maybe I am, which is why I don't really want to say anything
right.
to her.
Let's talk to her.
No.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we'll put you on hold.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. We'll get her number, and we'll talk to her, and we'll try to straighten this whole thing out. Because I can't get any answers off of Claire. She doesn't like her friend. She doesn't like the guy.
We'll have to see what where the reality is in all this. Who knows what the friend's perception of this guy is and what the guy really is all about. All
right. Jessica Fletcher.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Fletcher's making some violent moments.
I'm looking around. I'm looking around. I'm not seeing the beer.
Look at the size of this guy's hands.
Yeah, I know.
You notice that?
Yeah. I know.
It's like a bear or something.
I keistered the last 19 bottles of beer to keep them away from you, Fletcher. I really did.
Someone turn my headphones off.
Your mic went out. Wait, my mic's off now.
Oh, everyone's at
I can hear you.
Hello.
Commercial time.
I don't hear myself. There we go.
Someone better give me some beer.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little bit.
We'll give it to you during the break. What? Don't give him the beer.
Yeah,
Adam, beer is like you're, nothing.
You're oh, beer's good. All right. All right, give him a beer.
It's just as good as water.
Oh, I
didn't
know that.
Are we having like ad lib conversation?
Yeah.
I tried to talk to Adam in the parking lot. I told him I like him, and I said, you know, you're like. You're a solid guy, and you've come up in the what is that? What
industry?
Is that
I don't know. It's love music.
Not
it's
industry. Music, not right? industry. I mean, like, what do you want me to say to you?
No, listen, Fletch and I.
I, you know what? Like, for some reason, I really like you. As
be
a
careful.
Human being, like, I really there's.
Uh oh.
It's an attraction.
I understand. I feel it too.
No, no. Like, there's like some about your humor I love. Why was 6 scared of 7?
Because he ate 9 or something.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why I love you, Adam. That's why I love you.
All right, good.
That's why I'm coming for you.
Then let's team up against Drew.
No.
Drew is... What are we talking about? Drew is so out of the picture. This guy is a champion. Drew's like an Olympic gold medalist that is retired.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. All right.
I've okay. served my time.
And I look at myself as this older Hungarian coach.
Yeah, exactly. No,
I really
you're
do.
Like the new guy that has to. Has to. That has to. You're the new guy.
No, I don't have to.
I have
What does that make
like,
us?
My people out there want me to. Like.
Your people?
Okay. The listeners.
Right.
The listeners want me to vomit on you.
No, they don't.
They do.
They never
I swear.
Said that.
And I didn't come here prepared to
think
do
that. Think how contrived that would be, though. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. How cliche would that be?
You're projecting it. You're telegraphing
we
it already.
We bought
to
Dr. Drew a trophy.
Yeah.
Right.
I vomited the trophy.
That
I
was
filled
cool.
it with resin. I mean, I did.
That was cool.
I did everything I could not to vomit
on
a guest.
That might be different.
We're going to have to work a different angle tonight.
No,
I agree. That's cliche.
There's
got
to. No, it has. It has.
Right.
But the alternative is fecal matter.
Yeah, I agree.
And I swear to God.
Why don't you teach him? Maybe you can appease him by teaching him a new technique.
They're putting music in.
Now, listen, Fletch, I can teach you a new route. I can show you a new way that involves the anus. I really can. And the
are
jacuzzi.
You sure?
Yeah, I've done this.
Okay, what are you, a squirter?
Yeah. What you do is you get in the jacuzzi. And
forget about the jacuzzi. We're talking real time.
Wait, let me say.
Okay, it'll work with a garden hose, too.
Well, it better work now because it's party time. I mean, I'm getting ready to go poo now.
Is there a hose bib in here?
It's poo time. It's party time. I mean, I don't care. I'm gonna blockade the door and just... I mean, I don't want to see what I'm going to do.
All right, Fletch, I got a good idea. Speaking of the party, we'll do
well,
this.
You
we'll
better
do a
figure...
trick. I call it the pinata.
Don't lie to me.
We
Adam.
Hang you from a rope and we smack you with a broom handle and see what comes out.
All right. Well, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang myself from the doorknob.
Oh my God.
That's the place where you want to get out. That's the thing you have to turn to get out of the room.
What you don't know is
it's about to be Poo City for you, Adam. I mean, I'm not kidding around. This is party time.
What Fletch doesn't know, Drew, is that
forget
when I
forget about
these,
the spins. It's the, party time. It's Poo City.
Please don't take him to Poo City.
I take the
please don't go to Poo City, Adam.
When's the last time Fletch was at Poo City?
In Panama City, Florida, about a year and a half ago.
What happened?
The last time we were on a stage.
Jason, the drummer from 98 Mute, left a baby Ruth.
Justin. They can't get it right. Let's just put it this way. If Poopoo City comes, it's bad.
Right.
See? It's real, real bad.
Are you saying we're driving through Poopoo City and we just hope we don't break down?
let me just put it this way.
Right. We're looking
I came in
line.
Here with a positive attitude that I, like, right. The pressure's obviously on.
Right.
The only thing I can do... I mean, like, obviously, like, everyone's expecting
Pop
me.
Pop is it or something.
Yeah, promise
one
whatever.
Thing.
Like,
promise one thing, though.
Excuse me, doctor?
Yes, sir.
The doctor.
Please.
Okay. The pressure's on. It's like. Am I going to throw up on Dr. Drew again? Obviously not.
I threw up in a small...
Cup.
If you go to Poopa City,
I bought him a trophy.
No cups.
I swear to God, I was going to come down here.
Right.
Masturbate on him instead.
Oh. No. Forget about that. Masturbate.
Annihilate him with your wit.
The only thing that I had in mind that could possibly top the vomiting was Poopa City.
Right.
And it's bad. It's bad because, you know, Adam has pushed me to this. Adam has pushed me to this. Yes, he has. He's pushed me to Poopa City.
I swear to God,
I'm going to just go to the door right now and lock it.
And then
in this cubicle, I'm going to poo in my hand.
Right.
And I'm going to put it in your mouth.
No.
And I'm telling you, it's going to be bad.
No, it's
about ready to happen.
True. That's bad.
Roll tape.
Explain hepatitis.
If Fletch, don't cuss, though.
Don't
We're trying to do the show.
Mic. All right, I'll see what you guys say.
All right, now, we've had a little trouble here. Fletch, sit on down,
Testing.
Please.
There we go.
Fletch is a large man, and he's standing in front of the door, and he's not letting us out of the studio until... I'm not sure what his demands are. What are your demands? But don't cuss.
Is this my mic?
That's your mic. Don't cuss. Don't
my
cuss,
demands
Fletch.
Are this. I want the people to be heard, and the only way I leave is if the police come and get me.
I think
they're here.
Well, great. Then
I don't want to see you take them away.
Well, Fletch. Then they need to come in and get me.
Fletch, I don't want to see you taken away.
Dr. Drew, Adam Carolla,
Fletch.
Couple logical men.
I don't want to see you taken away, pal.
Hey, you know what?
Down.
Take me away.
Why?
Why?
I don't want to see you taken away.
Well, okay.
There's
really not a good reason for me to go away.
All right.
But, I mean, if someone asks an intelligent question, then I'm going to answer it. But
all right.
Fletch, first thing you need to do
why
is
not,
sit down.
Why not sit down? That's an intelligent
question. Well, why can't I sit down? Because I have to keep my foot against the door. Because the police are knocking at it. And I'm not going anywhere until I
got kids.
We got 10 more
minutes tonight.
He does have a point.
Your
about
kids
the
are in
door,
bed.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, I'm holding my ground. Okay. No one gets out alive.
All right, but let me tell you, Fletch.
Simple.
Tom Likas has to do a show out of the studio in about 17 hours. Is it okay?
Tom Likas can suck.
All right.
I don't even know who Tom Likas is.
Tom Likas.
He's a big sportscaster.
Cool.
Screw him.
No, no. Hey, right, no
forget
cussing.
About it.
All right, let's take some calls.
I said screw him.
We'll take some calls?
Let's take some calls.
Your mic.
All right.
Here we go. Caller on line two. What is your name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, Ryan. I don't care where you are. I'd like to be there. How old are you, Ryan?
I'm 19.
19.
Yes.
Hey, the Pennywise CD comes out tomorrow, by the way.
Yes.
I thought I'd give it a little plug, you know.
Make Fletch happy.
Right. All right.
Suck it, Ryan.
All right. So, Ryan, what's your problem?
My problem is...
that Fletch is going to be in jail for the CD release party.
No.
What's your problem, Ryan?
I went out with a girl for 2 years. I started going out with her when I was 16, and when I was 18, and when I graduated high school, I broke up with her.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see her for probably about 2 months, and then I saw her again, and we had sex. And before I told her we were going to have sex, I told her I didn't want to. And she said, no, she just wants to have sex. It's nothing else. Well, we had sex, and now she won't leave me alone. And what? I'm kind of in a predicament. I mean, like, I don't call her. But
so because you
house.
Were intimate with her, she got more involved than you wanted to get involved. Is that the deal?
Yes.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, I can't give it my full attention. You know.
Yeah,
those,
this is a
hold on.
You're a scumbag.
Wait,
you tried to get laid.
No cussing. No cussing. No cussing.
I didn't say any scumbag.
You did say the B word.
The S word.
You know when when they make those hostage videos?
Yeah.
It always looks a little tense. The guy looks like he's reading off a script.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult to get the point across. That's kind of the way
Let's
I feel
get
right
some
now.
Real questions in here now before Dr. Drew and Adam die.
Oh, please. No, come on.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I'm sure
Fletch.
It was. Fletch, please.
Of course it was. Are the police listening? Hey, Tad, you and the headphones, you're through. When I get out of here, you're through.
Now, listen.
You're through, fat boy.
Fletch, please, relax over here. Now the cops are here. You see what's going on?
Now, police.
Relax. All right, listen.
Okay, I have a grenade. I have a live grenade in here, officer.
No.
You come near the store, I swear to God I'm going to explode it.
Fletch.
Now, that's funny. That was in the script.
It's in his belly, I think, the grenade.
Fletch.
Hey, Fletch, hold on a second. Fletch, listen to me. We're going to take another call. You're going to mellow out.
No, don't touch the button. Don't touch the button.
What? I got
please.
Calls.
Adam,
what?
Please,
what?
If you do, don't touch a button. I swear to God, don't touch that button.
Why not?
Okay, I want everyone out there to listen. The police are here.
Yeah.
And I have something to say.
Go ahead.
I've been drinking perfume. Adam.
Don't cuss, though, because I'll drop you if you cuss.
I'm not going to cuss.
All right.
I just want everyone to know out there in the control room, Jimmy, Byron, Randy is still in there, the police... killer.
Oh, you just cussed.
Cop
now.
Killer.
Don't cuss.
Ice tea on the Warped Tour.
All right, listen. We got to take a break.
No.
Yes.
Adam,
we do.
You keep it on the air. Keep it on the air. Keep it on the air. Keep it on the air.
Listen, hold on a second.
The door won't. Just put it back.
Fletch, listen. Sit down and relax. You're causing trouble for yourself. Listen, forget about yourself for a second. What a.
This is Loveline.
Loveline will be right back.
Okay, well, we're back with Loveline, and we've got Dr. Drew, Adam, and Fletcher locked in the studio. Byron, what do you think is going on here?
Hi, Anne. How you doing?
Why do I feel like we've been here?
I want to apologize once again for having us back and all that, but sorry that we're kind of ruining your night, but let's hope that it comes out in a good, positive way. But anyhow, what do we got? Another 3 minutes left. We're going to count down three. For all you listeners out there, thanks for calling.
Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow.
And tune in again. K-Rock rules. All right. Is that it? Can we keep talking?
Sure.
No, okay. No, cut it out.
Okay.
Mommy!
This has been Loveline. The views expressed on Loveline are not necessarily those of the staff, the management, or the sponsors of this radio station.
And are probably not the views of Westwood One Entertainment.
Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins Engel.
Now, please listen to this station longer.